Welcome back to Midnight in the Mountains. How you doing, Tommy?
Hey, I'm very excited to be here. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for joining me. I was just on your podcast, so I told you to come on over here.
Yeah, no, I love what you do, so I'm excited. We had a great conversation when you come on my podcast, so I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to bring the freakiness to Midnight in the Mountains.
Yeah, speaking of, give us your podcast name and then tell us where we can find you.
Yeah, so the podcast is called Tommy Cullum's Let's Get Freaky. And like your show, we dive into all aspects of the paranormal, ghosts, cryptids, UFOs. We love it all. We normally have a guest on that shares experiences, and sometimes we get into conspiracies as well. And yeah, just like your show, it's open and just fun conversations.
Okay, well, let's go into all the weird stuff that's happened to you. What was your first thing that ever happened to you?
So I was always one of those weird kids. I still am weird now, but I was a very weird kid. I was always very scared of the dark and stuff. I always felt like something was there. You know, I was always one of those kids. And I'm a lot of kids are like that. I'm not saying it was, you know, I was different. I think a lot of kids are like that. But I was always very aware that there was something else in the dark, I would say. You know, I was always had that feeling that there was more. And I think we was about 6 or 7, we moved into this house. And it was a nice house. We was there for many years. We had some good times there. But it was a haunted house. There was a lot of freakiness going on in that house. And, you know, just your standard. You'd hear people walking around at night that whilst everyone was in bed. You know, cold spots, noises, weird noises. You know, the standard haunted house. But there was me and my brother shared a room. And we had bunk beds. And I was on the top bunk. He was on the bottom bunk. And we both had experiences in our room where we saw something. And my first kind of big experience was I woke up during the night. And if I woke up during the night and all the lights were off, I freaked out. I was straight, and I still don't like the dark now, to be honest. But I was straight up in my mum and dad's room. You know, I just didn't like the dark. Still don't now. But on this particular night, I woke up and I've looked down and all the lights are off in the house. But there was a man sitting there. We had like a desk in the corner of the room, and there was a man sitting there at my desk, like just full bodied apparition, you know. And at the time, I wasn't even thinking there's a ghost, you know. I was thinking there's a man in my room, and I've just screamed for my mum. And this guy was just kind of sitting there. He wasn't moving at all. He was just kind of sitting there with his head in his fist, like looking kind of in my direction. And he wasn't glowing. But I could see, like, colour. I could see, like, he had a brown suit on. I could see, like, he had long hair. He had, like, a little beard. He had long brown boots on. And he kind of looked like William Shakespeare. But I don't think it was William Shakespeare. But it looked like he gave me that vibe. Like, as a, you know, growing up, I always were like, oh, that guy I saw in my room looked like William Shakespeare. I always went back to that. But I'm not saying it was William. It might have been.
Right. Maybe it was.
But so I've screamed, I've gone crazy. Like, my mum's come running in the room, and I can still see this guy sitting there. He's not moved, and I'm like, "Mum, there's a man in my room." I'm pointing to the corner of my room. As I said, I was a very scared kid, so it wasn't uncommon for me to wake up my mum during the night and be scared and saying that, you know, there's monsters in my room. You know, that was kind of a normal thing. And my mum, you know, to this day, she apologises, because, you know, every time I share this, she'll listen to this and she'll ring me up and say sorry again, because she always does. Doesn't matter how many times she hears it. And she will ring me up and apologise, because she kind of didn't shout at me, but she was like, "You're staying in your room. There's nothing there."
Oh, my goodness.
And she went over to where the man was sitting. I didn't see if she's gone through him or anything like that. But she's come back to me. She's like, there's nothing in your room. Got quite angry with me, like, and made me stay in the room. And I just remember going under my covers and just sweating. And I was terrified. And I just kept looking. And he was still there. Like, he stayed there all night. You know, it didn't move, just there. And I somehow fell asleep that night. And I woke up the next morning. I don't know how I fell asleep, because I was so scared and I was just under my covers, just sweating. And I just woke up, and, you know, from that moment on, I was like, I've seen a ghost. And that's kind of changed everything, really.
So do you think it was residual, because he didn't move at all? It was just kind of some kind of, like, imprinted thing?
Yeah, that's kind of where I am now. I mean, there's a lot of different theories with ghosts. I think there's a lot of things that could be going on with ghosts. But yeah, the fact that he didn't move, you know, as far as I'm aware, he didn't even blink. You know, I can't remember him like at all moving. He was solid like me and you are now. I didn't see breathing or anything like that. I can't remember seeing any movement. So yeah, it could have been like a trapped energy, something like that. But it was very strange. I always felt like there was something there, but that was the first time I'd seen something.
That's so strange because I feel like it's almost scarier to have something like that and just not even moving.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it kind of put me on this path that I think I'm on now because it was from that moment, this stuff was like undeniable to me. Mm-hmm. You know, that was like my moment that I was like, this is real. You know, a lot of people say to me, like, you could have been dreaming, you know, you could have been imagined. I don't think I was.
I don't think you were either.
I can't completely rule that out.
Right.
You know, but I think I have seen other things since then, and I did see something else in that house. But I think I would have seen that a lot more often if it was in my imagination, you know. I really think that would have happened a lot more, I think.
How old did you say you were when that happened?
So I was around 10.
Okay.
So I wasn't super young. I was old enough to kind of, you know, understand this kind of stuff a little bit. In the same room as well. So my brother was on the bottom bunk and he woke up one night. And my brother's a lot more skeptical than me. So when he tells this now, he kind of does think maybe he was sleeping. And maybe he was. But he woke up and he saw two red eyes just in the same kind of area where I saw the man. And he just saw these two red eyes just floating towards him. And he said they just disappeared. And that's terrifying. I think that might, I don't know if that's worse than what I saw. It's obviously,
I think that's worse.
I think it's worse. So he's 3 years younger than me, my brother. And I don't know if this happened before or after, because we didn't really talk about it at the time. It wasn't until we left that we all said, oh, I'm so glad we got out of that house. You know, I remember my dad saying it when we left that house. I'm glad I feel a weight has been lifted, because there was something, the whole family felt that there was something there that wasn't right, you know?
If they believed it, then why did your mom, you know, make you go back to sleep in your bed and not be like, okay, come on, you could go on the couch or come on our floor or something like that?
That is a good question. Why, mom? But she did, I mean, she was very good normally at letting me get in bed with them. And I think they were just getting to the point where they were like, no, you're 10 years old now. You need to start staying in your room. And I get it. But me and my brother, you know, throughout our teens, we used to like sometimes go and sleep on the floor in my mum and dad's room, because we was always quite scared. And I think it was probably just because of being in that house and experiencing what we experienced.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's traumatizing.
Yeah. But I think my mum, as I say, she apologises to this day.
Yeah.
Like, she will hear this episode and ring me up and say, I'm so sorry. So, yeah, goodness. I mean, I forgive her.
Yeah. Oh, hi, Mum.
Yeah. But my mum and dad, they didn't see anything in the house, but they had, like, the vibe and they heard the noises and, you know, they think it was a haunted house as well.
You say you moved in there when you were young, right? Like, you weren't born into that house, right?
No, I was about six, I think, when we moved in that house. Six or seven. I think I was six.
So I'm thinking, like, what happens the first time that you guys hear these footsteps at night? Do they think there's an intruder in the house?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like stuff like that. I can't remember when that started, but I feel like that was always like a thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't remember the first time I heard like something walking around at night. It was just something that we just sort of lived with in that house. But I did have, as I said, I was weird. I was a weird kid before. Like, I didn't like that in the house we was in before. I didn't like being in my room at night as well. I was always like scared. I was always a bit of a weird kid.
Maybe it wasn't you though. I mean, like, you can obviously see things and feel things. So it's, you're picking up on something. So there probably was something in your other house too.
Yeah, because I think we spoke before, there is, I think, paranormal's everywhere.
Oh, but I do too, yeah.
If you're open to it, you're going to experience it, I think.
As of the last few years, I started thinking, like, oh, there's probably this stuff around us all the time, we just can't see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's what it is. Yeah, and we just get a glimpse every now and again.
Yeah, I think, something, I think that's, you witches know, or...
whether it's another reality and they're walking around, they're not ghosts, and they might see us every now and again and be like, did you just see that ginger dude? You know? Or, you know?
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of different things going on with the paranormal, and I think that's a possibility as well.
No, I do too.
Other dimensions working around us.
Yeah, I feel like we're on the same page. I know you had asked me what I thought the paranormal was, and I said I didn't know. But I mean, I don't know, and I do have some like thoughts, but I also wanted to ask you, what is your thought on ghosts? Because I mean, it seems to me that people just have their own opinion, and it's one way or the other, and mm-hmm. it cannot possibly be multiple things. But I definitely think it's more than one thing, for sure.
I do. And I think like with UFOs, with cryptids, with ghosts, I feel like there's a lot of different things going on within it all. And we try and put everything in the same box when it comes mm-hmm. to UFOs, when it comes to ghosts. But I think with UFOs, for example, I think there's different types of ufology things are happening. I think there could be, you know, aliens from another galaxy coming here. I think that's possible. I don't know. And I think there also could be like interdimensional beings that are coming here and in and out. And so I think the possibilities are, I think there's so much, and I think that's why we're never going to get to the bottom of it, because there is so much, there's so many different things going on. And it's very confusing. And my opinion changes every day with the paranormal. Like one day I think, oh, it's this. And then I'll talk to someone like you and you'll mention something. And I'll be like, okay, yes, you've got a good point there. It could be that. It could be that, you know? So I don't know. I know that doesn't answer your question. I think there's a lot of aspects going on. There are many different types of ghosts, basically. I think that's what I'm trying to get at.
No, I do too. I just think it's so weird to me that there's people that are like, oh, ghosts aren't spirits of dead people. Why can't they just be dead people? And then I feel like there's like other entities also.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Because no one really knows. I think we've got good ideas. I know you've got like mediums and stuff like that that have got, you know, their ideas as well. Until we can't ever prove exactly what this is, what is going on. All I know is that there is definitely stuff going on around us that we can't always see, and sometimes we do see. That's where I am with it. There's definitely more around us going on, 100%.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
I saw something else in that house as well.
Okay.
When I think this was after seeing the man, but this was during the day, and it was just a normal day. I was in my mum and dad's bedroom, and I remember they had like mirrors in their room, and I was kind of like... I was kind of like being silly and dancing in front of the mirrors, and a naked blonde lady walked past me. I think I've kind of seen her in the mirror and then turned to see her. I'm in my mum and dad's bedroom, and they had a bathroom in their bedroom, and this lady's like walking into the bathroom, and I'm seeing her, I'm following her. Now, the thing is, my mum's blonde, and she would sometimes walk around the house naked. That wasn't uncommon for her to do that. So I was just thinking it's my mum. So I saw that I followed this, what I thought was my mum, into the bathroom. And I've gone, mum, just started talking to her, followed her into the bathroom. And then there was no one in the bathroom. And I was like, I just remember being so confused because I saw mm-hmm. what I thought was my mum walk into a solid form as well. It wasn't like, you know, it was just natural. Like I just thought it was my mum walking around. So I've run downstairs and my mum's in the kitchen fully clothed. And I was like, mum, obviously, I was like, mum, did you just walk past me? And obviously she didn't. But I was like so like confused because I'd just seen what I thought was my mum. And she was like, no, I've been here the whole time. And I just remember just being really that still like I can't. Obviously, I saw something.
Did you say you saw her in the mirror reflection first?
I think I did. Yeah, because it caught my attention and I've looked. And I mean, I was kind of standing. The door was to my right, so I could have seen it kind of in the corner of my eye. I think that maybe picked it up in the corner of my eye first. And I got a good look, though. I followed this, whatever it was, for at least a couple of seconds.
Do you think... Oh, my gosh, I have so many questions. I mean, either it was like a ghost of the house, or do you think it could have been some kind of like time slip of just your mom?
That's a good point.
You know?
That's a good point. That is a good point. Yeah. I mean, someone did say to me quite recently, a doppelganger.
Yeah.
I've heard of doppelgangers since, you know, looking into this kind of stuff more, but I never put that experience as a doppelganger, but it definitely could have been, you know. It to me, it looked like my mum, you know. It was just my mum would walk around the house naked. but that wasn't my mum.
That's such a creepy thing to me, is doppelgangers, is when things mimic you or they'll like mimic your voice. That really, that just really unsettles me. I just feel like there's no good that can come from whatever that is.
Absolutely. Well, I can tell you something recently that happened in the house that I'm in now. Regarding that. I don't know if you want me to get into that now, but
it's up to you. We'll go where it's up to you. I don't care.
So I can go back to the haunted house after, but so this is quite recent. So obviously I do a paranormal podcast, as you know, that when we talk to about this stuff, I think we kind of invite it in more. I feel like that happens when you look into the paranormal. I feel like you kind of ask for it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. That was going to be my question. I was going to let you finish your whole thing. And then I was going to be like, do you think it's because you do the podcast? Because I've heard other people say things, what you're about to say, like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I've had paranormal experiences throughout my life. And I've been fascinated by the paranormal throughout my life as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think when I started Let's Get Freaky, whether it's just because you're thinking about it more, which it might be that, but I was noticing a lot more things. And I feel like with the paranormal in the house that I'm in now, it's like it goes through spells.
Mm-hmm.
So at the moment, for the last 4, 5, 6 months, I think I get really bad at remembering times and stuff. But for a while, it's been pretty calm. It's been pretty good. But before that, there was a spell where it seemed to be affecting my whole family. There was like a feeling that wasn't nice. And it was, I don't know what it was, but it seemed to be growing. And there was a lot of things that were happening around the house to me, to my wife, to the kids. And it was like, this is not good. And my wife's like, you have to stop doing this podcast. And I'm like, no, I can't.
I'm like, no.
I can't stop doing this podcast. But it got to a point where I like prayed out loud, you know, and for me that works. You know, everyone's got their own way of dealing with this kind of thing. But for me, I remember, because I pray quite a lot anyway. It's something I do. I prayed out loud twice, and like with real intent, you know. And for me, touch wood, that has worked. Like after doing that, it kind of stopped. But there was a big build-up of activity. And I kind of lose track of when things happen, but I'll tell you the kind of things that were happening. So, for example, I just finished doing a podcast. It was about 3 o'clock in the morning UK time, which is normal for me. And I've gone downstairs and I can't go straight to bed after doing a podcast. So I have to like wind down for about an hour, whatever. And I'm making myself a cup of tea and I'm just not even thinking anything paranormal. I have just done a podcast, so it could still be in my mind. But I've heard very clearly, Dad, like that.
What?
Yeah. And I was like, I've turned around thinking one of my kids are going to be there.
Yeah.
And there was no one there. And I was like, oh my gosh, what was that? My heart's beating really fast. I've gone upstairs to check the kids. Everyone's in bed. Everyone's asleep. That was a weird thing. That was very strange. I'd just done another night. I just finished a podcast. Now, I always, so tonight I record upstairs. I've got my own little studio upstairs where I record. I will leave all the lights on downstairs. So when we finish this tonight, I'm a big scaredy cat, as I say. So when I finish, I like it to be light. So I'm not walking into like a dark house. So all the lights are on downstairs. And I always do that. Always leave the lights on. And I'd finish this podcast. And I know I left the lights on. And I've gone downstairs. All the lights are off. And I was like, obviously, all the podcasts I do are kind of scary. I'm always talking about paranormal stuff. But this one in particular, like, the lady was lovely, but she was really scaring me, like what she was telling me. And I was like, whoa. And she said something, like, oh, they're going to be coming to you now, the ghost that I'm talking. And I was like, oh, great. And then that happened. And then the lights are on. And I was like, okay. So I've gone downstairs, turned all the lights on, front room, kitchen, all the lights are on. Gone into my front room, gone back into the kitchen, the lights off. And I promise you, I left the light. And I was like, oh my gosh, something's playing with me here. So again, I prayed out loud and I was like, that felt like there was something going on there. Yeah, that was, yeah. It's just
but I'm kind of flabbergasted right now.
Because that is the thing. Like this stuff, it is fascinating, but there is like a dangerous side to it, which does worry me. There is a dangerous side. And 100%. And stuff like that is, you know, you've got to be careful. But yeah.
That to me, that's just like you speak that into existence, and it's like she just literally said it to you.
And that is the thing as well. Yeah, that's kind of how it felt. And I'll say this as well. We did it. We did do another interview that I couldn't put out because there was a lot of technical difficulties when we spoke. And that night, I came home from work and all the lights are off when I get in. One of the downstairs lights are on. And I was like, no.
That's not a coincidence.
Yeah, I don't believe in coincidence.
No.
Yeah. No. So that was quite strange. But yeah. But there was a lot of things going on. So another night, I just, again, just finished recording, or I was editing, doing something in this room. And my dog, he, out of all the kids, he sleeps better than any of them. He's got a little cage that he will get into at night, and he will stay in there all night, and you will not hear a word from him. But a word, obviously, he's a dog. A bark. You'll not hear
a bark. My dog talks to me too. It's fine.
He does talk, actually. He does say, he does do some weird noises. But he doesn't. During the night, he lays down and he sleeps. But I heard him going mad in his cage.
And I was
like, what's that? So anyway, I've got up. I've not got him out of the cage, but I'm like looking downstairs. All the lights are on, but everyone's in bed. The wife's in bed. The kids are in bed. Everyone's up here. I can hear someone walking downstairs, like really loud. There is someone walking downstairs, moving stuff around. I'm hearing like as if things are being moved around downstairs, really loud. And I know, like, honestly, I'm thinking I'm being burgled. There is an intruder in my house.
Oh, that is how
I wasn't thinking ghost or anything. Like, I'm thinking there's an intruder in my house. It was so loud. Bang, bang, bang. So I've got the dog out. I've said, boy, this is our moment. We got to go. We got to protect the house, buddy. And me and the dog have run downstairs. I've got, like, I can't remember. I picked something up, a pathetic weapon. But I was ready to meet intruders. That is honestly how loud it was. Run downstairs and there was nothing. No move. Nothing was moved. No windows were open. You know, nothing. And I was like, what the heck was that? So that was another thing. There was a lot of things like that. I picked up twice whilst recording. I picked up like a white moving object to go across my screen. One of them seemed like something that was like really small, like moving along. It was really weird. I did share them on Instagram. That happened. Whilst I was at work, my wife heard me. So I call my wife Treek. Her name's Lois, but I call her Treek. I'm the only one who calls her that. And she heard me shout Treek from another room whilst I was at work. And she said that she was just like, she just couldn't believe it. There was another night where we was watching, it was like 12 o'clock in the morning, something like that. It was August, it was summer, the kids were all in bed. And we were watching some like Love Island show or something like that on Netflix, one of them shows. And we're watching the show, and this sounds mad, but we heard really loud, and it was like it was in the room, and it sounded like a cartoon ghost. It went, oh, like that.
Like really, a Scooby-Doo thing.
Yeah,
or
like a joke ghost. That like you. And we heard that really loud. It like lit the room. And I was like, we looked at each other like, what the heck was that? I checked the house because it didn't seem like it came from anywhere else. But I still checked all the house, you know, the dog, the kids, everyone's just asleep. You know, I don't think it was any of them. We've come back in the room. She's like, that was actually the time she went, you've got to stop doing this paranormal podcast. And I was like, no, I'm not. I can't. We were around the show that we were watching just to see if it was on the show, but it wasn't.
Right.
You know, this was, it just played out and we were like, what the heck was that then? And we just couldn't work it. It was so loud in the room. That was weird as well. It was like a cartoon ghost, like really weird.
I'm like horrified for you right now, all this stuff that's going on in your house.
Yeah. So there's more. There's more that happened.
Let me ask you this though. Did this, because I know you said you were bad at timelines, but like, did this happen before you spoke to that woman that was like, oh, the ghosts are going to come to you now?
That's a good question. There was stuff going on before. Because I can get into that as well. There was some weird stuff when we first moved in for a little bit. There was some weird stuff when I first started Let's Get Freaky.
How long have you been in this house?
So I've been in this house, it's 4 years in November. No, sorry. Yeah, we got the house 4 years ago in November, but we didn't move in till a week before Christmas. So Christmas this year, 4 years we've been here. Yeah. Wild, I know. Yeah, there was a lot of weird stuff happening. This is another really weird thing. So I've woke up a couple of times in this house. It's not happened. This happened quite early on in being in this house, and I don't think this happened before I spoke to the lady. So I think this is before that anyway. When I was 21, in the house that we moved into after the haunted house, we moved into a new house. There was some paranormal things that happened there, but it wasn't like, I wouldn't say it was like a haunted house. There was some weird things. I think it happens everywhere, but there was one night. So I was 21 when this happened, and I was at university in London at the time, but I used to come home every weekend to stay at home because it wasn't far from London anyway. And me and my brother shared a room again, but we was on the top floor of the house. We had like a loft conversion, and me and my brother had that was like our little, it was like a little flat. We had our own big room, our own wardrobe and our own bathroom. So me and my brother had that little space. And I woke up one night and there was the shape of a man standing over my bed. Now I thought it was my brother because I just thought, like, he's trying to scare me. So I tried to punch my brother, thinking it's my brother, and I've kind of gone through this thing and made like a noise as I've done it. And my brother on the other side of the room turned his side light on and was like, bro, what's the matter? What's going on? Are you okay? And I was like, I thought you were standing over me. And I just remember being like, oh. Now, that could have been like a dream. It could have been. Could have been like a stress thing. But this is what I'm thinking at the time. Like, at the time I'm thinking, could be, you know, my imagination, whatever, I don't know. But it was like the shape of a man. You know how people say darker than the dark? It was that. This was darker than the dark. And I didn't know really about shadow figures at this time. You know, I knew a little bits, but not really as like we know now. Like everyone, a lot of people have seen shadow figures and explain it the same way now. But I didn't really know about this at the time. So it wasn't until kind of listening to podcasts and hearing other people talk about seeing these shadow figures that I was like, I had that when I was 21. I woke up and there was someone standing there hovering over my bed. And that's happened twice in this house where I've woke up and there's been the shape of someone standing there.
Did I hear correctly? Did you say you punched it and it made a sound?
No, I made a sound. I think I made a sound.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I've kind of gone through this. It's just there. And I'm thinking it's my brother. So I'm thinking, I'm annoyed because my brother scared me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's freaking me out because he's just watching me. And why would you do that? So I've tried to hit him. I know it's probably not my best decision, but but he was on the other side of the room. It wasn't him. You know, he woke up and was like, bro, what's the matter? Are you okay?
Yeah.
And I'm like, because he's obviously heard me make a bit of a noise as I've done this. And maybe like I've screamed as well. I probably did scream a little bit because I was scared. But there was another night in here when things were getting a bit crazy. I woke up one night and I thought my wife was sitting up crying. Like I could see her like sitting up. And I was like, are you okay? What's the matter? And I've sort of put my hand on her back and gone through this thing. Look down and my wife is asleep. And I was like, oh. And again, I mean, I jump to the paranormal all the time. Like that's, I can't help it. I'm always jumping to the paranormal and I'm trying to be a little bit more skeptical. But yeah, I was like, what the heck was that? You know, I saw her, like I saw the shape of a crying and I'm like, why are you crying? And I've just gone through it, looked down and my wife's sound asleep. That was another weird thing. This is a weird house. But I mean, it's actually not a weird house, really, because it's now it's fine at the moment, touch wood.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I have chills. You saw her. She was sitting in bed next to you is what you saw.
Yeah. I mean, again, you could argue I woke up, so could be kind of asleep. But I don't think I was. You know, I think I'm pretty alert when I wake up. So that was weird. That was another weird thing.
That's insane.
Yeah. So it was stuff like this, and it was like happening more and more. And there was another night where, so I've got two daughters and a son, and the girls one night wanted to have like a little girls' night sleepover downstairs. So all the girls slept in the front room watching girly films and just having like a girls' night. So my boy and me, Fred, we went to sleep in my room. So Fred's asleep, and I'm like trying to sleep. I'm like, let's lay in there, not really tired. I struggle to sleep, really. But I'm trying to sleep. And the hall light's on because if the wife's not there, it sounds quite sad, but I won't be in the dark. I don't like being in the dark. I'm never really in the dark on my own because I just don't like it. I mean, I've seen too much to be comfortable in the dark. So I'm laying there and Fred woke up, pointed to the door. Now, again, he's been asleep, so he could be in like a dream, but this is weird. He woke up and he went, Amy, pointed to the door and went, Amy. Now, Amy's my eldest daughter. So I'm like, oh, has Amy walked past? So I've got up to check, see if Amy's like walked into our room. Not there. So I'm like, whoa, that's weird. I said, Fred, what did you see, mate? And he said, I saw Amy walk past the door and she was all brown. That's what he said. That was his words. She was all brown. And I was like, what? So anyway, that was enough for me to go, right, we're going to go downstairs with the girls. We're not staying up here tonight. Me and you are going to join the girls. So we went down, we all slept downstairs that night. That week, that same week, so I think this was like Wednesday. As I say, I work very late at work. I get in at 1 o'clock in the morning. Everyone's always asleep when I get in. I've come home, the hall light's on. My middle daughter is sitting at the top of the stairs looking sad. I'm like, Ruby, what's the matter? You okay? What's going on? She's never does this. She went, Mummy said I can sleep in your room tonight. I saw Amy walk past my door. Like, we don't talk about this in front of the kids. I don't want them to be scared of anything. So she didn't know what had happened a couple of days before with Fred describing the same thing. And I was like, oh my gosh, what is going on? And it was just, it started really scaring me because this stuff was like, you know, what am I inviting in? That was what I'm thinking. Like, I'm bringing this stuff in because I wasn't going to quit the show, you know, but I'm thinking this is not good. And it was stuff like that. There was just a build-up of... So where they saw Amy, it wasn't Amy, but where they saw whatever this thing was walk past. So we went away one weekend and I've got like security cameras and we left a security camera in the hallway where they'd seen this thing, just as like a little experiment. And now this is a camera that you can watch live, but it only alerts you if someone's there. Like, it'll ping on your phone. There's been something detected. Literally, we left the house. We're on the way to where we was going. This thing was going off every, like, 2 minutes. Constantly pinging, detection. We would look, and there was nothing there. But it was, like, detection. Couldn't see anything. Like, I was watching it, like, kind of hoping to see something. But there was nothing. But it was picking up something. Really weird.
I'm speechless right now because I am terrified for you.
Well, as I say, it's been the last 6 months. Apart from that, did I tell you about a little fairy light thing that I saw?
When we talked, yeah, you told me something about that.
So that's the only thing that's happened that I can remember right now off the top of my head. For the last 6 months, there's been nothing really. It's been quite, since I'd like really prayed and like, you know, with real intention, you are not welcome in this house, leave now. That has worked for me. I know that doesn't work for everyone, but for me, that calmed the ship. And I'm always on alert, so I'm praying a lot now, like a lot. Every day I will pray. So I'm on top of it. I know this stuff can come back. I believe in spiritual attacks, and this felt like a spiritual attack. So that is how it was. For a few months, there felt like an attack. And it wasn't just me, it was an attack on the family, and that's what I really didn't like. You know, everyone was experiencing stuff.
I mean, because it's going to, you know, it's going to go after things that you care about, people you love. That's really how it's going to get you.
That's when there's a problem, yeah.
That is insane. Like, when you said you had stuff, I didn't think it was going to be anything like this.
Yeah, it was getting quite intense. Yeah, and I've spoken to other podcasts, I won't say names, but I've spoken to other podcasters that say they've kind of experienced the same thing at times, and where it feels like there's an attack. And maybe that is the dangerous part of what we do. We do put ourselves out there.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have got to be careful. And I think whatever works for you, as I say, for me, prayer works, and, you know, that plays a big part for me. And that I feel protected with that.
Yeah. So, wow, there's a whole lot there. There's a whole lot of things that I could go into, but the first thing, like praying, for sure, I fully believe in that. And then, you know, when you had me on your show, I kind of just briefly went into the encounter that I had had with, I believe, something demonic or extremely low level, but I do think it was, had, I'm just going to say, like, a demon, because, and I know people are like, oh, everybody wants to call everything a demon. And I'm not, I don't do that. I'm not like that, but I'm telling you how bad, like, this was truly, truly terrible. And to the point where my dad and I even went to our pastor, and the fact that my dad was the one that wanted to go do that, it really says a lot, like, if you know my dad, because he didn't, you know, he believes in God, but he never believed in anything that's, like, evil or whatever. He, you know, he didn't think that could exist. And, you know, to the point where we went and we spoke to the minister, and, like, we held hands and we prayed and everything, and then she gave us these crosses to hold on to. And kind of like when it first happened, my dad has, like, a cross hanging in one of his trucks, and I literally took it off the rearview mirror, and I handed it to him, and I said, here, put this in your pocket. And then I got another one that I had that my grandfather had, and I took it and put it in my pocket, and I was like, keep this on you. And I, like, just immediately started, like, praying in my head, because I knew this was some kind of demonic attack. And it was crazy, because, and this lasted for days, like, you could feel it, this evil presence just linger for days. But the more I prayed, the more it went away. But it really was like, I've never experienced anything this crazy in my life, and I never want to experience anything like that ever again. But like you're saying, the more I prayed, you could feel it lift, you could, you know. And I slept with the Bible next to my head, you know, right next to my nightstand for, like, I think, a couple weeks or something afterwards. And I kept this cross that our pastor had given to us, I kept it on my wrist all the time. And actually, the crazy thing about that just something that I think happened is when we went to Burnbrae Mansion, I took it with me because I would always take it everywhere I go, paranormal places. And that morning, when we're still there, I had gotten up and I went to go take a shower, and there was hooks in the bathroom to put all your stuff on. And I think that I took the cross off my neck and hung it on the hook, and I haven't seen it since. So I don't know if I misplaced it or if I left it at the freaking Burnbrae Mansion.
Oh no.
Yeah. So I kind of want to see, I thought about calling them and then I'd, you know, to see if it was there. And then I never did. But when we go back, I kind of just want to mention it to them and be like, hey, did you find a cross on a necklace in the bathroom, you know, a while ago? And maybe if they still have it. But then I'm also like, I don't know if I even want this back, because it's been in a place like that for well over a year, you know? So yeah, just some weird stuff.
Yeah. Well, I actually do have a Bible next to me. That's always in here. Yeah. This stuff is, as I say, it's fascinating. I'm so fascinated by all aspects of the paranormal, but there is a dangerous side to it as well. And I do think we are attacked. I really do.
So it's funny because you say that, because when I first started the podcast, I kind of wanted to start, you know, do like an interview show. And then I realized, well, I kind of suck at interviewing and I'm not really comfortable like talking on the mic yet or whatever. So I kind of switched it. I grabbed Aaron and I was like, hey, do you want to come in and do this podcast? Because he's kind of like a skeptic, but he's open-minded. So I had him come in and we would just kind of do topics and stuff. And I still want to do that, but now I'm kind of getting to the point where I want to have guests on. But there's a huge part of me where it's like, I don't want to open my show up to people that I don't know and just have random people on my show. Like, because what you're saying is a very real thing, and it's like you're opening yourself up to that, and I don't want to do that. But to go back to my point, when I first started, I don't even remember the guy's name, but I know that I had heard him on other podcasts, and he had this like really crazy story of living in like two haunted houses, and he believed that he was cursed and there was some kind of evil thing oppressing him really bad. And I reached out to him and I was like, do you want to come on the show? And he said, yeah. And then messaged me the one day, and I just got this really weird feeling. And my gut feeling was, no, don't have him on your podcast, because he has something going on with him or there's something attached to him and like it could come to you if you speak to him, so don't do it. And I just didn't respond to him, and then I didn't talk to him, and I didn't have him on the show because I just had such a gut feeling, hey, don't do this.
Mm-hmm. I think that's important. I think your gut feeling is important. I think there's something to that. There's something to that. It's like built into a natural instinct that I think we should listen to. So I think,
you should, yeah.
If you get that feeling, yeah. As I said, I don't think I've interviewed anyone that has, you know, got any bad, I hope not anyway, got any bad feelings. You know, I've talked to a lot of people, so you never know. But yeah, I don't think, I hope not anyway, that I've had anyone that wants to attention. But a lot of people are listening to us, you know, you don't know, which we want, you know, it's good.
Yes, yeah.
There's a lot of people out there, you know, there's a lot of psychos out there as well. We know that.
No, I know.
When I first, because I got into listening to podcasts, and like you, like Confessionals was one of my favourite shows. I started listening to that. I think Sasquatch Chronicles first and then went to the Confessionals. But I remember at the time thinking, like, at the first, when I first started listening to it, like, I probably shouldn't be listening to this stuff because I'm going to invite it in. You know, I've had experiences myself. I know how dangerous this could be. And now I'm doing, like, a paranormal podcast and I'm talking about it every day. So I've gone completely against my first gut instinct.
That's the same thing. I've talked to Jason about this from AFK Discussion Podcast. And I always, you know, like you had said, you have a hard time sleeping. And I've always had a hard time sleeping my whole life. And so I kind of, I'll put YouTube on or a podcast on just to kind of like make my mind shut up so I can actually fall asleep. And I always told myself I'll never put anything paranormal on to fall asleep to. And now I do it like every single night. You know, because I feel like there's something you're unconscious and something can get into your subconscious when you're sleeping. Maybe I sound crazy, but I do think that's true. Mm-hmm. But I still do it anyways.
What are we doing? But it's so fascinating. It's so fascinating. And that's the problem. It's not a problem. It's great. But there's so much more going on around us. And it's not all negative, I don't think. It's not all positive either. So it's just being careful, listening to your gut, you know. And whatever works for you as well. Like, as I say, like faith and prayer, that kind of that helps me.
Like I had said too, because you know, spirit box and ghost gear and things like that. And I always say, oh, I'll never use a Ouija board ever because I still feel like there's something about them. You know, I certainly don't think that your grandmother is going to come through on a Ouija board. I just, period, the end, I do not believe that would ever happen. But I find myself, you know, maybe kind of lately like, oh, maybe I would use one if my friends are going to use one. Maybe I'll join in, you know, like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
There is, I mean, you're definitely opening the door when you're using them. I mean, I know I talk to a lot of people that use Ouija boards. I've heard a lot of people that kind of maybe not like big believers in the paranormal that have had big experiences with Ouija boards. You know, I've heard a lot of people that are like, not really had anything happen, but I did use a Ouija board this one time and the glass smashed and threw across the room and stuff like that. Like you hear that quite a lot.
Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I do think you are opening doors, but it is interesting. It's so interesting. And it's kind of like addictive because I don't know if we're ever going to get the answers to this stuff. I don't know if we ever fully can in this realm, but it's fascinating.
It is. No, that's what
I want to know what's going on.
That's what I always say. I'm like, it's like a drug because like if something happens, you're like, oh, I want to find out more. I want to, you know, I want more of whatever is happening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's good, like good in a fascinating way, but not so good in other ways.
Yeah, man. This paranormal stuff. I've had quite a lot of experiences, you know, and it does feel mad when some of the stuff that I share, you know, I think we kind of get like used to this kind of stuff and it doesn't seem like that crazy to us anymore. But do you know? Because I'm telling you what's happening in my house. And I'm not thinking it's actually wild, you know, it really is. But I'm not thinking it's that wild anymore, you know. And I've experienced, you know, other weird stuff. Like when I first moved into this house before we had a dog, like I think I was just starting Let's Get Freaky, or it might have been just before. We're all sitting in the kitchen and we're having dinner, and I saw a black cat run past me, and I've jumped out of my skin because a black cat has like run under my legs and, you know, out the room, and I've seen it. I'm like, what the heck? I've seen a black cat. And I've looked all around the house, you know, all the doors were shut, all the windows were shut. And that was weird. I was like, what was that all about?
That's really like a lot. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, man. It is wild.
You should go ghost hunting. Well, maybe you shouldn't, but like, I mean, I don't know that I have the ability to see stuff. I really want to so badly, but it certainly sounds like you have the ability to see some stuff.
I think it's weird. I think, because, you know, people say to you, like, I think we've all got the ability to see stuff. Yeah. I think it's to do with being open to it, I believe. I think if you believe in this stuff, like, the chances are you're going to see it. I really do.
Where's mine? Hello, where's mine?
True. Well, you did. You had the witch experience where you saw the witch. Yeah. Yeah, so you've had some. I'm happy not having any more experiences now. I really am. Like, I think I've had enough to like believe and know that there's more going on. I'm sure I will have other experiences, and there has been other experiences, but I'm happy to not see any shadow figures at night. Please.
I mean, that's kind of crazy, like, when you think about it, because we're at the opposite right now. I want to go out to places and I want to see things, you know, like, pretty bad. Like, I really want to see stuff. But then you're at the point where you're like, no, I'm good, because it's in your house. And
yeah, and you don't want it terrifying. In your house.
No.
You really don't. You want to be safe. You want to feel safe in your house. You want to feel comfort.
Oh my gosh,
you don't want to be worrying about, you know, something looking at you that's, it's quite scary. I've not even told you about the devil dog yet. I say devil dog. What I'm about to say, it might not be a devil dog, but when you put it all together, it's weird. So when we first moved into this house, I've always been like, I'll stay up late. Even before I started working a later shift, I still stayed up late. 2-3 o'clock in the morning, I would still be up. And I would sit in the front room, and literally outside the window, I'd hear like a growling. And I don't know what this was. Like, I would hear a growling. And I would look out the window, and I would assume that, I don't think he's there now, but there was a Rottweiler like across the road. Now, I used to think that they're letting their dog out just to have a wee or whatever at like 2 o'clock in the morning. But I used to think, why would you let your dog out when you got a backyard, you know? But I used to think that it just sounded like a big dog outside my window. And this happened quite a few times, but I never saw a dog outside. I always, every now and again, I'd look, but I'd never see it. I just assumed it was this big dog. And it might have been. I'm not saying it wasn't, but it was weird. So that was the first thing that happened. And then there was, so we've got a big forest behind us. Like, it was a big reason why we moved here, because I love walking through forests and stuff. And that is why, that was a big reason why we come to this house. It's literally 2 minutes and we're in the forest.
Mm-hmm.
So me and my two daughters are walking through the forest, and it's getting late. It's getting like darkish, but it's not dark yet. And we're walking through. We're up at quite a high point. And Amy, my eldest daughter, who would have been around 10 at the time, freaked out. She said she saw something. I was like, okay, calm down. What have you seen? And she went, I've just seen a Bigfoot, Daddy. Like, I've just seen a Bigfoot. And I'm like, okay. Now, in my mind, I'm thinking, you've not seen a Bigfoot. You know, you're freaking yourself out because it's getting dark. You're in a forest. And she might have been. That might have exactly been what happened. But I watch a lot of Bigfoot documentaries. So I'm thinking she's probably seen something that I've been watching that she shouldn't have seen. It scared her. That's it. Left it at that. But she, to this day, she'll say she saw something big with yellow eyes in the forest. That's what she says. To this day, I still ask her about it. But I've got them home. Like, that was weird. Like, Amy said she saw this, but I'm not sure if she had seen that. I still, to this day, I don't know. But at the time, I really didn't think she did. I was like, she's imagining this. And I know that's hypocritical of me because of what I've experienced, but that's just what I was thinking. I was like, she's not seen a Bigfoot. And she might not. So I've started working at the place where I work now, just across the road, which is like a, I won't say the name of the company, but it's like a warehousey kind of thing. And I'm meeting people in the area now, and paranormal's a topic that comes up quite a lot when I'm talking. I love it. And I'm talking, and this girl's telling me that I'm working with, that there's a devil dog law in our forest. And I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, we've got a devil dog. And she said, it's in a book that I've got where, you know, people claim to have, you know, basically like a dog man, you know, like red eyes, you know, you'd hear this thing, you'd smell it. Like, there was all these different accounts in our forest. And I was like, this is amazing, because I obviously at the time I love this stuff. I'm thinking, we've got a devil dog, Laura, in my forest, in my backyard, and they call it the devil dog. And it's like at the start of the forest, there's like a red brick path which sort of leads you into the forest. And apparently this is the path where people feel uneasy as they're walking along this path. People might smell it. People might see it. This girl herself had experiences where she thinks she came in contact with this thing. Her dad had experiences. So she's like sharing this with me. So I'm like, okay, that's weird. So I'm starting to put the growling outside my window. What Amy saw when we was in the forest that time. I'm starting to put it all together. I'm thinking, maybe it's something to do with that. This is what I'm... And to this day, I still can't... I don't know, but other things happened as well. So we then got our little dog, Blue, who's a Staffordshire Bull Terrier. Lovely little dog. Not scared of anything or anyone. Like, he's crazy. He's a crazy dog. But like a friendly crazy. He's not, like, aggressive. But and I take him over the forest every day. Still do today. Always take him up the forest. And we go on all these different routes. You know, there's loads of different routes we go on. On two occasions... My dog has freaked out at seemingly nothing in that forest. He's done it twice. He's only done it twice. He's not done it recently. But we was walking through this one path, and it was my wife, my two kids, the dog. And he's always like in front wanting to run off. But I've got him on a lead. And he's all of a sudden stopped. And he's either seeing something or sensing something that has freaked him out. Because he started backing up and like whimpering, scared, as if something's there. And I'm like, Blue, what's the matter, man? There's nothing, there's no other dogs, there's no other people. We get big bulls in that forest that just run free, but it wasn't them. There was no bulls around. So I've picked him up. We've carried on walking along this path, put him back down, and he's fine. Absolutely fine. Let's carry on walking. So I said to my wife, I've got to go back and have a look, just see if there's anything there, because it's weird that he's just freaked out at nothing. I've walked around, looked around, and I was like, I found a big patch of poo. And I've took a picture of it and sent it to like some Bigfoot researchers that I know and said, is this Bigfoot poo? And they're like, no, it's cow poo. And I'm like, okay. I just thought I'd check because my dog's freaked out at nothing. So that was that, another weird thing. And he'd done that twice. He also done it again with my wife like a couple of weeks later, where he, again, in a different area, freaked out at nothing. Like, and it's so out of character for him to do that. I know he's a dog and, you know, but it was like he's seen or felt something that's made him scared. Really weird. And then, I know this sounds wild. There's more. The kids, they got new bikes. And this is going back a little while as well. And I used to take them up the Red Brick Road and then into the forest with their bikes. And there was this little path that they could go down, which was like, it seemed quite long. It's probably like a quarter of a mile, maybe shorter than that. It wasn't too long, but it feels like quite a long path. And I would stand at the top and watch them ride down and come back. They like to do that. And it was a nice day again. It was getting late, but it was still light. The girls have gone down this path, both of them on their bike. And at the end of the path, I have seen at first what I thought was like a fox, but I was like, no, that's big. And it was like grey. And I'm thinking, okay, it's probably a big dog. It's a big dog, and I'm expecting like the owner to walk with the dog, because there's no like wild wolves or anything like that in this forest that we know of. And I'm waiting there, and my two girls have got halfway down this path, and they've seen this dog, whatever it was, both stopped on their bike, freaked out, turned around to me like panicking, and are riding back to me fast. As they've done that, my little girl's fallen off her bike. So I've run down to her, got to her, looked up, and this dog, whatever it was, is not there. And I said, Ruby, what's the matter? What's happened? And she went, I saw a wolf, Daddy. And they both said that they saw, like, and again, it could have been a big dog. It was on all fours. It was grey, but it could have been a big dog. There's all sorts of different dogs that are in the forest. But I didn't see any owner. But I was like, okay, let's go home. That was enough for me to be like, okay, let's go home. And when I put all this together, it's like, oh, there seems to be something to that. I find that fascinating, but scary at the same time.
No, and I mean, the fact that you have a dog, and obviously I'm sure your kids like your dog, and I'm sure they like dogs.
Oh, yeah,
they're dogs. I don't think that if they saw another dog somewhere while they're riding their bike, they're going to be like, oh my God, Dad, there's a wolf. You know, that's not That's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's a good point as well. They love dogs.
Yeah.
And they this freaked them out. It was a fair distance from where I was, but at first I'm thinking fox. I'm like, no, it's grey and it's quite big. Yeah. And it was like, yeah, no owners. You know, I guess an owner could have called it back, but I don't know. I will never know. But when I put all these things together, especially the growling outside my house, that was really weird when I think about it. Yeah.
That really is scary.
Yeah. But I need to investigate it more. I really want to do. I do night walks in that forest, but I don't go like deep in. I get a bit scared. But I do want to like do like a full night walk, get really deep in. Obviously with other people. I won't do it on my own.
Yeah, don't go by yourself.
No. I have thought about it. I've been like, should I just go down?
I know. I would probably do the same thing. I would probably go so far and then I wouldn't, you know, go all the way.
Mm-hmm. Well, the red brick path when you walk in, which I do walk at night, I do go on that and take the dog round. That's kind of lit up. There is lights there, but then once you get past that red brick road, you're in the forest, and yeah, that's I've not done that, and I've been here 4 years. It's quite weird. I should have done it really, but
well, I don't think it's after hearing that. That's not weird.
Yeah,
that you haven't done that.
So yeah.
Wow.
It sounds wild. But that's,
No, I believe you. I fully believe you. My friend has literally seen a dog man, or what he calls a hellhound.
Whoa.
Yeah, this is a whole other thing, and I don't want to take away from your stories, but he saw something, and when we were like 16, because we're the same age, and he still to this day won't go into the woods unarmed. He told me that he has slept with a gun in his nightstand every night since then. And he used to do farm work, so he would be in a tractor in the cornfield. And lo and behold, I mean, how many dogman stories have you heard where, oh, they're in cornfields? Mm-hmm. And he would have every single light on the tractor lit up because he felt like something was just going to come out of the wood line and come after him. Like, it really truly, I know this sounds crazy, but like, it really truly changed his thoughts and ideas and stuff. So now he just kind of, he listens to so much paranormal stuff, and he'll listen to like anything with dog man or anything because he's trying to figure out what the heck he saw. Mm-hmm. I had him on my podcast for an episode because I had asked him for a while, you know what, I wasn't going to push him. And I was like, do you want to come on the podcast? And he's like, no. And then just maybe within the last year, his dad saw something just like he saw it.
Whoa.
And then he was like, okay, yeah. And he's like, we got to get the old man on here for the podcast. So we called him up on the phone and put him on speakerphone. And I brought my laptop over the house and my mic and everything like that.
Wow.
We got, you know, his dad telling us all the stuff that they saw, and it was really big, and he mentions it having comparisons to hyena and stuff. And I hear all the time, I'm listening to like Dogman Encounters, not the podcast Dogman Encounters, but like, you know, Dogman Encounters. Mm-hmm. And people will say it like reminded them of a hyena and stuff.
Yeah, so I'm always hear that like a lot. Hyena, yeah. Man. Yeah.
So I'm always like, here, listen to this podcast at this timestamp or whatever. And it's just So there's also some other really kind of crazy stuff to go along with that. But his wife now, they both lived in the same area growing up. And there's part of the Appalachian Trail that runs through there. And there's some really weird stuff that's going on in that area. I'll go into that another time. I'll talk to you about that for sure.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I went there this summer because my dad wanted to hike that part of the trail. And it was extremely intense. It was probably like 80 or 90 degrees out that day, and I had goosebumps, and I started feeling like I was going to burst into tears, and I got really, really scared. And the whole thing was, I was dropping my dad off at a point, and he was going to hike up the trail, and then I was going to go pick him up at another point up the mountain when he got up there. And my friend met me there because she's like, yeah, this is the spot that's really weird because I used to hike here all the time, and then all of a sudden one day it changed. So her and I meet up, and I mean, I'm maybe 10 feet into the trail, 15 feet into the trail, and I'm feeling how bad the energy is in this spot, like immediately. And I was not expecting that to happen. And the crazy thing This is so crazy. We were, I don't know how far we were in, but not that far, you know, maybe less than 10 minutes. And we come across a wasp nest that looks like somebody had just, and it was a big one, somebody had just taken it and like thrown it on the ground. And all of these wasps were coming out and they were pissed and they were swarming us. So we ran back down the trail. They were going after my dog. My dog ran all the way out to the end of the trail and then hid under the truck. And I was like really afraid that he got stung. And this was literally minutes of my dad walking up the trail. I was literally begging him, please turn on your location on your phone. You know, please don't go. There's something wrong with this area. And he's like, what? He's like, is it haunted or something? And I said, yeah, I'm like, there's really bad stuff that's in this area. And I'm like, you're not going to believe me, you know? And he's like, no, he's like, I know just what you're saying. He's like, I've felt stuff like that before. So I think my dad feels stuff like that too, but he doesn't talk about it. And he's like, I'll be fine. And he's so stubborn. And so he just left, walked up the trail. And literally she's pulling in the parking lot of the trailhead as soon as my dad's like walking away. So like, I walked right back out and, you know, I think she changed her shoes or something. And then we walked right back in and there's this huge wasp nest that's on the ground broken. So when I pick my dad up, I go and I say to him, did you see that wasp nest? And he's like, no. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, how did you not see it? How did you, like, it was literally like somebody had just pushed it over. He's like, no, he literally had no clue. Okay, that's really weird. I have no idea what that means or what that is, or if that's something trying to be an aggressor towards us and hurt us, or if that's something protecting us saying, hey, don't go up this trail. I don't know. And then I shit you not. And my dad is not, like, my dad will joke around and stuff, but he's not a person to tell lies and to bullshit. And he goes to me, he's like, yeah, when I was walking up the mountain, I felt like something was pacing me.
Oh, whoa.
And I said, no, you didn't. And he said, yes, I did. And he said, I heard it making noise. And he's like, I heard a woo noise. And he goes, I heard it like 6, 7, 8 times, he said. He's like, I should have got my phone out and recorded it. And I said, no, you didn't. I said, come on. I said, you're just making fun of me. He said, no, I'm serious. And like, by this point, like, I knew he was serious, but I just couldn't believe what he was actually telling me.
Wow. And,
yeah. I don't think I've even talked about this on like any podcast or anything yet.
You've got to get him on the podcast. You've got to get him on.
You know, I thought about taking, because I have like a nice recorder, so I thought about taking that and just kind of like placing it on the table and making him talk about it or whatever, because he's not going to come on the podcast. No, that's not going to happen, but.
Yeah, just secretly film him. It's my dad's that time.
Yeah. No, I know. And then he went and he told my mom about it by himself. And then he told my sister about it by himself. You know, I believed him that it happened. But I'm like, for him to tell all three of us at different times. And my mom was like, yeah, I think it really spooked him.
Mm-hmm.
And like for my dad to get scared, that's another level of something.
That's good confirmation for you. Like when someone in your family, as you say, someone that is not into this kind of stuff normally, but has had that experience. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's like more into it and I could tell you later, but I don't want to.
That's cool.
I've taken away from your
story. No, not at all. Not at
story.
All. It's so interesting because with like the dog man, Bigfoot, the big thing in the paranormal world are these things like supernatural or flesh and blood? And I know there's like big arguments about that.
Yeah.
And like we were saying before, I think it could be a bit of both. I think there could be flesh and blood creatures out there that we just can't catch up with. And I do think there are super. I think that the one that, if there's a dog man in my forest, I think that's supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like it acts in like a ghostly way, like how a haunting happens, but in a forest, you know. But I do as well believe that there are flesh and blood creatures out there like that as well. So are they the same thing or are they something different? But we just put them in the same box.
I don't know. I agree with you, though. Are you under the impression when you say flesh and blood, do you think that they're like undiscovered animals and they're just regular animals? Or do you think that they go into other dimensions, but they are flesh and blood?
Yeah, that's very possible as well. You know,
that's where my mind is. Like, I think, okay, you know, they are flesh and blood, but I think that they can totally jump dimensions or something.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, just the topic of Bigfoot is crazy.
Mm-hmm. And that makes sense why we can't catch up with these things. If they can do that, if they can cloak, or if they can go through portals. You know, I've talked to people that, you know, that I trust that are telling me they've seen something coming out of portals, mm-hmm. that's big, like fits the description of Bigfoot, you know. So I think that's possible. And then you know, you get like skilled trackers that are like following these paths, and all of a sudden they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how does that happen as well? You know, it just doesn't make sense.
No, there's too many weird stories that go along with Bigfoot for them to just be flesh and blood. Like, I'm sorry.
I agree. I find it weird how there's like that you get like arguments in the Bigfoot community, yes. with that. I'm like, don't argue about it. Let's just all put it out on the table. You know, we can't prove if we're right or wrong. Let's just sort of put it together. A lot of people have supernatural experiences when they see these things. So, you know, there seems to be something to that.
I just think it's like incredibly closed-minded, mm-hmm. if, you know, with all the stories that there are, to just be like, oh yeah, it's just a big ape in the woods. Like, dude, no, it's not. Come on. Stop. Just stop. Yeah. But I mean, I could get into it another time, but I've had like a weird experience where I didn't see a Bigfoot, but I think I encountered one.
Let's go.
Okay. So like, don't tell me twice. I'll go right into it. So this was a couple years ago and I was hiking. The reason I think I know of this area is that there was this guy who came on as a guest, and there's like two other podcasts that he was on. So this guy is in Pennsylvania and he has this Bigfoot experience, and he went on to two other podcasts to talk about this. So I went out to this area with my sister and somebody that I'm not friends with anymore. And as soon as we pulled into the forest area, I got bad vibes. There's something wrong with this area. This isn't good. And we pull in at the parking lot, and it was a very hot day, and it smelled like hot, rotten garbage, like dead animals, stunk so bad. So we're like, okay, you know, I had thought maybe somebody just threw trash somewhere. Didn't think anything of it. We go hiking. And when we got kind of where the spot was that we were like kind of up a hill, we were going to turn around, and my sister and the other person I was with, they saw a white light in the woods. I think they saw one or two. I didn't see it. And there's another thing that's super weird, and this might not mean anything at all, but the fact that my sister and I felt the same way about it. So we're walking and we passed a spot for a campfire, because I think in this area you were allowed to make a campfire if you had wanted to, and we didn't think anything of it. But we got to a second spot where there was a campfire, like the remnants. It wasn't actually burning at the time, but you could tell somebody had made a fire. And my sister and I both looked at each other and we just kind of cringed, like, oh, we just got these really bad vibes from this fire. So I don't know if somebody was out in the woods doing some kind of weird ritual that they shouldn't have been doing or something, but that's the only thing I can think of, you know, because why else would the two of us have been like, oh, something's wrong with that?
Yeah.
So whatever, we, you know, turn around, we go back on our hike, and when we were coming back, we would catch these smells of, it almost smelled like sour beer or something. And my sister at one point had texted one of her friends who hikes all the time saying, oh, it could have been this or it could have been that or whatever. So kind of have an explanation for it. Maybe we didn't. I'm not really sure. And at one point during the hike, I had thought that I heard a roar up in the woods, but nobody else heard it. And I just was like, okay, that was weird, because it made me think of a tiger in the woods. And I'm like, well, there's definitely not tigers in Pennsylvania that are, you know. So we're getting back to our vehicles. By this time, the sun had just gone down. It's like it's twilight, basically, and it's getting harder to see out. And this still scares me. Like, this still creeps me out to this day. We heard something like charging through the woods at us, barreling through the woods.
Love charged.
Literally, yes.
Whoa.
Yes. Branches breaking, leaves being stepped on, and I thought something was gonna come out and freaking charge us. And I'm like, oh my god. And I'm saying to my sister, I'm like, get in the car, like get in on my side, you know, don't get in on your door, because it was closer to her. And it freaking terrified me. We got in and like we locked the doors and pulled out of there as soon as I could. And I remember we were hearing things hit the vehicle on the way out. Now that could have been falling sticks or something like that, or it could have been driving over broken branches or something. But I remember that happening. And it really freaking scared me. And I was like, I'm never going back to that forest. I was so scared. But I mean, looking at it today, yeah, I'll go back there now. Enough time has passed. But the other thing that I didn't realize until I got home was that it didn't smell like rotten animals or garbage when we came back to the vehicle. So that tells me, like, was it a Bigfoot? Because it, you know, if there's something bad smelling there, it's not going to go away in like 2 hours.
Absolutely. And that fits the description of Bigfoot. You know, people describe a horrible smell out of nowhere.
Yeah. And this guy that was on these two other podcasts, like, that's what I can't remember if he saw a Bigfoot in those woods or if he got bluff charged or something like that. So that was the whole, I kind of did a really bad job of setting that up because I got sidetracked and started to go into my story. But yeah, that's, I think I did anyways. I don't know.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Like, I love Bigfoot stories and experiences. And I always say I'd love to see a Bigfoot. Like, that is like my dream in a weird way. That is like really? My dream. But I can imagine it's so scary. Like, being bluff charged in the forest by something that you can't see. Yeah. Because it could be, even if it's a bear, that's scary, you know?
Yeah, and I was terrified. I was so scared. I was, no idea what it was. Bigfoot. We never saw anything. We didn't see anything. I don't know.
Interesting. Because that's the other thing. Like, these things are so big, but people often describe that. Like, that you feel that presence, you hear it, you know. That's kind of supernatural.
Yeah.
I kind of, in a weird way, do like to think they are like another type of human or ape in the forest living.
Yeah.
I like that thought as well. But and it could be that. But yeah, I feel like there's a lot of supernatural elements that come along with a lot of these experiences.
I don't know, because I mean, how many times have you listened to Sasquatch Chronicles and the hunter is like, yeah, it was too human. There's no way I shot it.
Yeah, yeah.
Creeps. I find that
fascinating
out.
As well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think there's different types. I think that because so many people say it was like an ape. Some people say it's like a human. Some people say like literally had a human face. You know, some people say like a Native American like looking face. Yes. People say that.
Mm-hmm.
And that blows my mind. You know, and you think if it is like a human, it could be, because we say, how are they so intelligent? How can they like outsmart us? But it could be like an advanced version of us, you know. Imagine us living in the forest, you know, we completely know our surroundings, you know. Mm-hmm. And I read a story not long ago about a guy in the US that like had enough of the world, had enough of society, decided to go and live in the forest on his own, which sounds wild. But he went in the forest on his own and he said he only saw in 20 years one other person. And I find that's mind-blowing. Like, how, imagine that, 20 years and you see one other person. That's wild. That's how big you guys have got it. It's so big.
Yeah, no, it's huge. It's huge. I mean, I don't know. That would be real bad for my mental health. I'll tell you that right now.
as much as that would be lonely.
Yeah. I get so fed up, like, when I go places with my sister and there's too many people. I'm just like, I can't do this. Why did we come here? I just want to move to the mountains, just be isolated. But really, that would not be. It's nice to have a bit of both.
It's nice to be in the forest on your own. And then it's nice being in a nice restaurant with loads of people as well. It's it's a wild world.
No, it is. It is. I don't think that's one thing. That, you know, I kind of maybe would want to see a dog man. I don't think I ever want to see a Bigfoot, because monkeys and apes and things like that, they really freak me out because of how human that they can be. They creep me out. So seeing a giant one of those in the woods, and the woods to me is like a place where I go to feel better and relieve stress. I like to hike and I love to be in the forest. Mm-hmm. So to see something like that in a place that I take refuge in, that's not something I ever want to see.
You hear that so often with people have these experiences.
Yeah.
You know, often they love the forest. They have that experience and they're like, I can't go back in the forest.
Yeah.
And that's kind of sad. I mean, that's the other thing as well. Are these things nasty? Like, do they have bad intentions? And I'm sure some of the people that go missing, like on the missing 411 and stuff like that, I'm sure maybe some have a connection to cryptids, you know. I mean, some maybe not. They're just, you know, it seems like they vanish, but who knows?
I think there's freaking portals in the woods.
I really do as well. I agree. Yeah.
I mean...
That makes... Because, you know, it doesn't make sense for, like, a skilled hunter that's never...
No.
You know, to
all.
Just go missing, you know, that... You know what you're doing if you're a skilled hunter, and yeah. And when they find like shoes like miles and miles away and stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, that's a whole other thing. Like the missing 411 stuff with David Paulides. Like, I was a huge fan of that. But then, I mean, he's kind of like a shady character in himself. Like, I don't know if you've heard that or not.
There's I haven't.
Oh, you haven't? Oh, I might be bursting your bubble right now. Yeah.
Oh, like, no.
Yeah, he's really not a good dude. And I don't feel bad about like saying this on a podcast. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
There's a lot of stuff where people have gone and fact-checked his stories and stuff, and it turns out that, oh, the person was found or something, or, like, all the details weren't given. And yes, there are some things that are still weird, but...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And the one other thing that's a huge red flag to me is other people would cover, quote-unquote, his stories, and he gets really mad about it. If you honestly really cared about a missing person... You would want everybody to cover your stuff and be like, yeah, have at it. Tell everybody you can. Let's bring this person home.
Absolutely.
So that right there is just like.
And you want facts as well, don't you? You want the facts. If you like, if you care about, it's not about the story. It's about like the facts.
I've heard of people that have been in the same room with him and they're like, yeah, he was a dick. So,
oh, no.
Yeah, he's not somebody to.
I mean, we all have bad days, I guess, but still.
He has a lot of bad days.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah, no, I was like a massive fan of, I almost bought the Missing 411 books and everything, and I watched his YouTube channel all the time and stuff.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Okay. It's okay.
I was bummed when I found that out.
Killing the dream.
I know. Sorry. But regardless.
They say don't meet your heroes, don't they? They do say that. Don't meet your heroes.
No, that's 100%. Nobody is who you think they are.
Oh, so, man.
Yeah.
Laura, you're killing the dream.
I'm sorry. It's I okay. gotta tell the truth.
Yeah, no, that's it. That's it.
Well, I feel like we could wrap this up at this point unless you have other stuff that you want to get into.
I have had other experiences. I don't know if you because there is a lot more. I don't know if you want me to.
Oh, man.
I can always come back.
I don't know. I want to know it now.
I've had UFO experiences. Would you like to hear them?
Yeah.
And I know it sounds crazy because I've had a lot of weird stuff. And I always feel like, you do a paranormal podcast, you've had all these experiences. But this is true. This has happened. And it's probably why I do a paranormal podcast. This is a weird. So I was 14 when this happened. And it was a beautiful summer's day. And we're all playing football in the street. Me, my mates and my brother. Soccer. We're all playing soccer in the street. And we do this every day. This is all we'd do through the summer, basically, is play football, soccer.
I know, it took me a second, so I'm trying not to laugh, because I was like, wait, does he mean foot, like American football, or does he mean like soccer ball, like...
Soccer. So, we're playing, and all of a sudden, I can't remember who it was, but one of us has gone, it might have even been me, what is that in the sky? Like, what is that? So we all looked up, and it's a blue sky, so you got a really clear view of this thing, but it was quite far, but it was way out there, but it was just like this floating object. It wasn't moving. As far as I'm aware, it wasn't spinning or anything like that. It was just there in the sky. This sounds wild, but it was like orange and silver, and it was like a futuristic building. Like, say you picked up like a futuristic building from like Dubai, you know, like them cool, funky looking buildings, and you just plopped it in the sky and just let it float. That is basically what we saw, right? And I know that sounds wild, but we're watching this thing for like 5 minutes, whatever it was. It didn't move. It didn't shoot off. Nothing. It was just there, just floating. It was quite way out. So we were like going through the possibilities. Like, is it a plane? Is it a blimp? Who knows what it was? To this day, I don't know what it was, but it was there. And it kind of looked like I couldn't see windows on it. And I don't know if I'm like putting this into my mind now. At the time, I can't remember seeing windows on it and stuff, but it did seem to be like it was way up there. So I don't know if I'm like adding this myself.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
I really don't know if I'm adding this, but I imagine like patterns on it and stuff. That's how, so possibly windows and stuff like that. But all I know is that it was like a futuristic looking building in the sky, orange and silver. And I don't know what it was. We watched it for like 5-10 minutes, whatever it was. And this really bugs me. But we started playing football again, soccer. We just carried on playing soccer. We like didn't. I would watch that for weeks now if I saw something like that. And obviously it'd be on Instagram, and you know you'd be taking pictures. I had like a brick Nokia phone at this time when I was 14, so there were no pictures being taken. But we just carried on playing soccer, and I'm like, oh man, what? Why? But anyway, so not that I forgot this memory, because this is going to sound weird as well. But we never really, me and my brother never really spoke about it. It was kind of gone. And when I started Let's Get Freaky, I wrote down all my experiences that I'd had for when I'm talking on the show, and I can bring them up. So I'd written down all these experiences, and this wasn't on the list. Like, I guess I forgot about it. But I was on Paranormal Heart Podcast with Cat Wald. First time I'd done a podcast, and we're just talking, and we started talking UFOs, because I've had other weird possible UFO stuff. And this memory just shot back in my mind. And I was like, what was that? Like, and it just, like, there and then, I was like, I'm going to tell her. And it felt weird because it was like I'd not thought about this for years, and it was like I just was remembering it for the first time. But I don't know if that came across when we was talking, but I was just remembering it for the first time. Told her what I saw, and we're like, that's wild and stuff like that. And I was still like in my mind thinking, what was that, man? Like, why have I not remembered that? That's such an amazing thing to see. My brother listened to that podcast a couple of days after it came out, and he rung me up and he said, bruv, what was that thing we saw that day? I remember seeing it. I remember that as well. And I was like, oh, I'm so glad that you remember that, that I'm not like just making this out of nowhere. You know, you remember it as well. I'm not going crazy. I'm not like fabricating this thing. We both saw that we both remember it. No idea what it was. And at the time, I was interested in UFOs and stuff at the time, but I don't think as much as I am now. Like now I'm like fascinated by that.
Yeah.
And ufology is like a massive, obviously, conversation worldwide now. Like, it's a huge conference. It's completely changed in the last 5 years. You know, it's much more open now. But yeah, so that was my first, like, I would say UFO experience. I've seen a lot of like things in the sky that I can't explain, but it could be like meteorite, something, you know. But there was another thing that really stands out that, again, no idea what this was. But so I was around 25, 27 when this happened. So it wasn't that long ago, 10 years ago. I was living in over 10 years, just a little bit over. I'm 38 now.
Me too. When's your birthday?
Great age. 30 for June.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, mine was in the beginning of October.
Oh, okay. Happy birthday.
But I was like, I was thinking the whole time, I'm like, we have to be around the same age.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's wild. Yeah. I'm a little bit older.
Yeah, by a couple months.
So we were living in, so this is in the same town that I saw this. I was just living up the road now, and we'd moved out by this time. So I was living with my wife. We had Amy at this time as well, my eldest. And we was in like a block of flats. We was on the fourth floor at this time. And my mother-in-law was with me. And we had like this little forested area opposite our flats. And me and my mother-in-law are both standing there just talking, looking outside. And again, it was a lovely summer's day. It was really nice, clear sky. So you could really like see everything perfect. And we're looking at, and I don't know who saw it first, but we both noticed coming out of the trees, there was like three objects, and they weren't very big. They were like the size of a basketball, but they were like constantly changing shape. All three of them constantly changing shape, like constantly moving. They were like spinning around each other, but they weren't actually connected. They weren't touching, but they were like, seemed to be like connected, even though they weren't touching. And they were just moving around each other, but individually they were constantly changing shape. Now it looked like, you know, I always describe it this way because this is how I thought at the time. You know, in the Terminator when he's melting, his hands melting.
So I only saw like pieces of that. That came out, well, when we were both way younger.
Yeah.
I feel like my parents wouldn't let me watch that kind of stuff, but I'd go to friends' houses, and I definitely know I remember being on at one of my friend's house when I was little. So
yeah,
that I only saw like pieces of that
coming true now with AI and stuff. It's freaky. Oh, what are we doing?
Oh no, I that's a whole other subject.
Yeah, we can get into that.
Yeah, AI stuff. I hate it so much.
Yeah,
it's like destroying stuff.
It's kind of scary.
It's terrifying, and I don't think there's anything we could do to stop it.
Oh, no, no, no. Well, we can get into that. You know, like, say Flubber. You know the film Flubber?
Yes.
Like the green thing.
Yeah.
So say kind of like that, but like a thick silver colour, these things, all of them. And we're watching these for like 5 minutes, right? So we're getting a good look at these things. They're pretty close to the window now, so we can see them. Me and my mother-in-law, and we're both like, Sam, what the heck is this? And we're watching it. And it just goes up and up and up. And then it gets so high up. And then you just saw flash, flash, flash. All three of them just shot off into the atmosphere, gone. But it was the way they shot off that we were like, they weren't balloons. Balloons don't do that.
No.
And we were like, what the heck have we just seen? And like, no one's going to believe us that we just saw that. Like, every family party that we're at now, I will bring that up if I get the chance. And we're like, do you remember those silver things that we saw that day? And she's like, yeah. And the other family members are like, yeah, they were probably balloons. And we're like, no, they were not balloons. Trust me. The balloons don't move like this. They were something different. I put that in like the UFO category, but I don't know what that was.
Well, it fits unidentified flying objects. Yeah. So
it seems to be like a living organism, maybe. Maybe. Because they seem to be like living, like a jellyfish in the sky kind of thing, and it just, the way they shot off was nothing. Balloons don't do that.
No.
But they weren't balloons anyway, because we were getting a good look at these things. It was weird.
I've heard that. I have a friend that lives out in Arizona, and he's told me that he's seen that, like, I mean, the Phoenix Lights were like that, I believe, that they were all, like, you know, they look like whatever, and then they just kind of shoot off in different directions. Mm-hmm. I've heard of that. My friend has seen that. They like separate and shoot off, but like I've never heard of the silver metallic ball orb thing like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's really weird too.
It was weird. And I don't think I've ever seen anything really like, you know, you see a lot of videos of UFOs and stuff.
Yeah.
Never really seen anything quite like what we saw. That I've seen things close to like the orange thing that we saw in the sky, the orange silver. I've seen things close to that.
That's like, weird too. Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah, man, I've lived a weird life. It's been a lot of weird stuff.
No, you're not kidding. I thought I had, you know, a mild handful of paranormal things, but yours is like over the top.
And I never really thought that my experiences were that wild before really like looking into doing this. I used to think, oh, everyone sort of has, and a lot of people do have these experiences, but I used to think, oh, it's not that crazy. I saw a building in the sky, maybe.
No, that's weird.
I tried to fight a shadow figure that one time, but, you know, I saw William Shakespeare in my bedroom when I was a kid. Other than that, you know, it's not really that crazy, but it is pretty crazy. And that's what I think we get sensitive to these conversations, and it you know, we don't realise actually, to someone that's not into the paranormal listening to us talk, they're going to be like, these guys are mental. But we're not. We know a lot of people experience this stuff, and we've experienced it, so...
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is.
I know, because before, you know, when I first started this, I'd be kind of afraid to bring things up to people. But now I'm like, I don't care. If you think I'm crazy, that's fine. That's on you.
It's too
whatever.
Far. It's too late now.
Yeah. I don't care anymore. Like I told you, like I went up to that guy that did the coal mine tour, and I went and asked him questions. And then I went to a Victorian village the other day, and I went and asked him questions, and I was like, hey, you know, can I have you on my podcast? And they're like, well, I actually have to check with my boss. But like, he actually believed it, because he was actually telling us ghost stories of what happened in this old village of when he was working there. So I was like, okay, at least you're a believer, at least you're on my side. Don't think I'm nuts.
It's funny when you talk to someone that like doesn't believe in this kind of stuff, and you tell them something you've experienced, and they give you that look, like, really? You're like, yeah. And that's nothing really. There's a lot more.
Yeah,
it's a wild. It's a crazy world. There is more stuff as well. I'm trying to think of other things. There is other stuff.
Have you ever had, I've had people like twice now, I've brought up a mention of something being haunted, and they just cannot rebuke it fast enough. And they are just like, oh no, don't talk about that. Don't say that. Like, and they freak out. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, whoa, okay. Because clearly that they believe that everything is just demonic or evil or something, that there can't possibly be any in-betweens or anything like that. Has that ever happened to you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, and you get people that say, you shouldn't be doing this. You shouldn't you shouldn't be looking into this stuff. And I get it. I do get their concern. And I also do get why people don't want to look into this stuff and, like, do want to cut it off. Yeah. Because you can't really control this stuff. Or what I've experienced in my life, I've never been really looking for it. You know, as much as I'm interested by it, I've never really gone on a ghost hunt myself, to be honest. I think going forward, I'd like to do a little bit of that, but I've never really gone looking for this stuff.
It's actually something
I've always been a bit scared of.
And I still am scared of it.
Yeah, I get why people do want to push it away as well.
I've never had anybody tell me not to do it. I've never had that. And if they did, I'd probably tell them to, you know, so. But I'll tell my parents, I need my mom to watch my dog or something. I'm like, yeah, I'm going ghost hunting with my sister. And they're like, okay. And now when they go on vacation, they bring me local ghost books home. And I'm like, yes. This is fantastic. You know, like at first I was kind of worried that they're going to think I'm nuts or whatever, but I know my mom believes in that stuff and she likes it too. But mm-hmm. You know, my dad doesn't, I know that he's like kind of a believer, but doesn't talk about it. But yeah, you know, yeah. I was like, oh, they're going to think I'm nuts doing this all the time. It's like, no, the last vacation they went on, they brought me a t-shirt back home and it says believe on it. And it's got a picture of Bigfoot being abducted by a UFO, like a,
yes.
You know, like a flying saucer with the beam coming down, like in Bigfoot's in the beam. And I was like, yes. This is great.
I love it. I've been quite lucky because my mum and dad have had quite a lot of experiences themselves as well. So they've the paranormal's never been like, I've never been told by my mum and dad at least that this is not happening. I think when I was younger, they would say like ghosts are not real and stuff. Like I sometimes do to my kids to try and, because I don't want them to be scared. I want them to go sleep easy at night. So you try and protect. But my family's always been very open in talking about this kind of stuff as I got older. Like we'd always talk, my nan and granddad had experiences. And you must get this where you talk to a lot of people, they say, I couldn't talk to my mum and dad because they said I was crazy and stuff. And, you know, they told me I wasn't seeing what I was seeing. That must be quite difficult. And a lot of people experience that.
No, I haven't, because I haven't really just interviewed people like you do. So I haven't really come across, I haven't had anybody tell me that. But I can believe that because, I mean, I've heard that on other podcasts, which that really sucks, you know, being terrified and going to your parents and they're like, no, you didn't see that. It's like, oh, okay, maybe I'm crazy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's actually why I'm in this room that I'm in now in my studio. When we first moved to this house, this was my daughters had this as their room.
Mm-hmm.
And they were having like really bad sleeps. They were saying they were seeing like shadows and stuff, and I was like, oh, maybe this is the haunted room. And we moved them to another room and they've been pretty okay. You know, they have their nights where they get up and want to sleep in with us and stuff, but that's kind of normal, I think. But this, they were definitely having bad sleeps in this room. So I was like, perfect for the podcast. Let's go.
Do you think there's, by talking about it, you're kind of amplifying that room somehow?
Yeah. So I don't, that's not my intention, but I do think.
I know it's not.
You can do that, yeah. And I do. Yeah,
I know you do praying and stuff like that, but I mean, I personally, I do that, and I have crystals, I have Palo Santo, I have sage. I will use that stuff, and I swear it works, whether it's just the intent behind it, but I have felt like it does work. And I mean, there was one time my dad's cousin did Reiki on me, and like I was going through it really bad time in my life, and she did Reiki on me, and then it was like extremely intense and really terrible feeling, like I cried my eyes out, and it just it was bad. And then I had her do it again on me, and I had said to her, can you do something to make it not so intense? And she's like, well, I can't, because you know, the energy's energy, it's coming out, it's whatever. But what she did was that she took crystals and certain different types, and she lined them up all around my body. And when she was doing whatever she was doing, I could, this sounds like I'm crazy, but I promise I'm not making this up, but I could feel the bad stuff, the bad energy coming out of me. And it was literally like it would come in waves, because like it would feel extremely intense and then it would get sucked away. And I truly believe it was the crystals absorbing this negative energy and pulling it away.
Whoa.
And so that's what made me believe that these crystals actually do the things that people say they do. I know that mm-hmm. sounds super
no, not at all.
Wacky,
no.
But I do, I believe it.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people in the paranormal community use crystals and stones.
Yeah.
So absolutely. I think there's power in all sorts. So maybe that's what I need. I need some crystals.
That's what I was going to say to you. I'm like, maybe you should put some salt in your doorways or salt around your house.
Salt
or...
under your bed. A lot of people say that. Salt under the bed.
I've never heard that, but why not?
Yeah, get it out.
Just put it in like your corners and then sweep it out and stuff. You could put black tourmaline on like your doorways and that will help keep things out. But I don't really know, but I'm thinking you need to like probably do some kind of cleansing in the room first and then put the tourmaline or something above your door. People will put bells in doorways and...
bells are going off during the night. No.
No. But that's... I didn't even think of it till you said that, but that's not the point of it.
But I
know what you're saying. Oh my goodness.
We did have, when we first moved in here, actually, there was a night where one of the kids' toys, and that freaks me out, started going off on its own at like 3 o'clock in the morning. And I was like, what's that? And that's terrifying. Like a kid's toy going off at 3 o'clock in the morning is terrifying.
Holy jeez.
That happened, yeah.
That's so scary. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, how do you sleep at night?
Well, as I said, like the last few months, it's been absolutely nothing. I don't know why. The praying, I think for me that works, but really nothing. Other than that light I think I shared when you was on my podcast that I saw. So I just finished an interview. It's about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. It was dark. It was still very dark. I got into my room and my kids are actually in bed with my wife. So I was like, I'm not going to wake them up because they're getting up for school soon. So I laid on the floor and like set up a little camp on the floor and I'm not tired at all. Like, I could have just stayed up, to be honest. But I saw this like light flash around my room, like a little, and it looked like a little Tinkerbell, like just like a little light. And it's like the size of a pen and it was like gold and it just went around the room. And I was like, I've just seen, in my mind, I was just like, I've seen a fairy. And I'm not saying it was a fairy. I don't know what it was, but that's just my first thought was like, I've seen a fairy. And now I'm trying to be a bit more like skeptical because I do get very excited and jump straight to the paranormal.
I know it's hard.
I'm trying to get better at that because everyone's like, yeah, it could be this. So I picked up my phone and I'm like trying to like recreate a light just to see if it wasn't my phone because it was off next to me. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to see if I can make something similar. It wasn't that. There was no cars going past and we've got quite thick curtains that stop any light getting in anyway. So it wasn't that. Don't know what it was, but that was the last kind of thing that I think has happened to me recently. It was quite a while ago now, but yeah. And that wasn't like a bad feel. I didn't get a bad feeling from that or anything. And I wasn't worried at that time. That was quite, I've just seen a fairy. But I don't know what it was. It could be anything. Could be a problem with my eye, even. You know, I don't know, but yeah, weird. It was a fairy.
Well.
It says a fairy.
You know, and I'm sure that you know that like, the Fae aren't very good either. They can be like tricksters and stuff.
Yeah, so absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Nerve-wracking.
You got the Pukwudgies and fairies, all these different type pixies down in Cornwall, near where I am. And those legends are everywhere around the world. They're just different names. I find that fascinating as well.
I do too. Yeah, that is interesting. Yeah, there's definitely something out there.
You're all describing the same thing, like the trickster elements, just pretty much to look like they're the same. They look the same.
Mm-hmm.
They've just got a different name, but they're in every culture. And I find that fascinates me.
Okay. We need to, I think... We need to wrap this up because we're getting close to 2 hours.
And whoa!
God,
that's gone quick, man.
It has, yeah. I could totally keep talking, but we could separate this into do a part two or something if you're up for that.
Yeah, I love talking about this stuff. So, and there's more that's happened, so I'm happy to come back and talk more.
My mind is blown right now. This is some wild stuff. Really, you've had a lot.
Yeah, it's weird because as I said before, I don't feel like I have. When you just get not used to it because it's always scary, but I've had quite a lot.
That's the same way that I had felt. I'm like, you know, I don't really think I have stuff, but then I sat down and thought about it. I'm like, oh, I do.
Yeah.
You have some way more intense stuff, way crazier stuff than I've. I mean, I've witnessed some weird stuff, but
yeah.
Good Lord. Oh my God, I'm going to need like to settle down. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to be able to fall asleep for a while.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. This is so interesting. Wow. Okay. Tell everybody again where they can find you. I know that you kind of did that in the beginning.
Oh, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure. I'd love to come back anytime. Thank you very much for having me. Let's Get Freaky podcast. Wherever you get your podcasts, we're there. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, we're there. We're also on YouTube as well. You can get Let's Get Freaky on YouTube. And yeah, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much for coming on. This is so good. This is great. Thank you.
Anytime. Thank you.
All right, guys, we'll talk to you later.